Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life. Youngster, you need to know Jesus, and that's what We Kids is all about here. Joseph and Angela, so nice to have you listening. Caitlin and Hannah and Marianne, greetings to you. Anthony, howdy. Sharon, hello to you. Alexander, nice to have you listening, and you're growing, I can see. Grayson, welcome to you. Trey, Sarah, Jacob, Joshua, Ryan, Jonathan, and Darren, great family picture you sent in. Thank you very much. I like the snowflakes and all of the family smiles. It's just wonderful. Speaking of family pictures, Heidi, Henry, Rosanna, Willis, Sarah, and Amy. Nice picture here of you out on the seashore standing on the beach. Thanks for sending this in and greetings to you. And Peter, I have the one that you and your family sent in. You and your sister and your brother, and thank you very much for this too. Hey, whether you've sent in a picture or not, greetings to you. It is good to have you listening. Have you wondered how you were made? Well, it is no easy thing to weave together heart and bones and eyes and everything else that goes into making a baby. But God does it. Fearfully and wonderfully made we are. And this is Mother's Day season. We love you, Mama. And of course, mothers are an important part of making little people. More about that is coming up. This is Christ-centered radio for little people and their families. We Kids!
How good it is to sing praises to our God.
Yes.
How good it is to sing praises to our God.
Lord.
How good it is to give Him thanksgiving, singing loud and strong.
Ba, 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 ba.
Praises to our God.
Yes. Praise you, Lord. It's so good to be yours.
Lift up a melody, singing for our God. Lift up a melody, singing for our God. How good it is to lift up our voices with a joyful song. Singing for our God. Happy are those whose hope is in the Lord. He is watching over us for now and evermore. All the children sing praises to our God. All the children sing praises to our God. How good it is to gather together, singing loud and long. Praises to our God.
I'll praise you, Father, for your faithfulness, for your loving kindness.
How good it is to sing praises to our God. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How good it is to sing.
Oh, how good it is to sing praises to our God. That's a wonderful way to get started with We Kids here. We praise God for His faithfulness, for His loving kindness, for His holiness, for His awesome creative power, because He is God, and there is no one like Him.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick!
Hey, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, did you say that you weave together babies?
Well, the Bible says that in Psalm 139.
Yeah?
But it's not me who weaves them together, it's God.
How does God weave babies together?
He makes babies in a mother's womb, is what He does. And I don't know how He does it. It's a mystery.
Does He, start out with a little foot, and then the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, and the ankle bone...
Nicky, I don't think so. I do know that every baby starts out as a tiny little egg inside of his mother. And one of the first things that God puts in that little egg is a heart.
A heart? Wow!
And it makes a little swishing sound before it grows into a heartbeat.
Really? What else?
Well, I think that while this is going on, there's a spine and a head that's developing on this little person.
And God is weaving them together?
Not exactly. But that's the word that the New American Standard Bible uses, weave.
Hmm.
Other versions of the Bible translate Psalm 139:13 with the word knit or sculpted. covered, formed, or just put together.
Wow!
Wow is right. God does a wow thing inside of every mother, which is one of the reasons we have Mother's Day.
Moms are pretty special.
Moms are. Shall we tell her?
Yeah.
Ready? One, two, three.
We love you, Mom!
All right. Thanks for dropping by, nicely knitted Nikki.
You're funny, Mr. Nick. See ya.
Bye, little guy.
I'm living inside this nice warm place. I don't know my name, but I feel warm and safe. I found my thumb and I hear her heartbeat. Is she thinking? The stars are numbered one by one, and he knows when we slumber and when life's begun, and he looks deep inside this heart of mine. Oh, God knows about the first heartbeat. God knows about the first laughter. I know when she cries. She sings me sweet songs and lullabies. Now it's time to say goodnight. If the stars are numbered one by one, and he knows when we slumber and when life's begun, and he looks deep heart of mine. Oh, God knows about the first heartbeat. God knows about the first heartbeat.
Oh, does he ever know? God is our creator. He's our maker. He is the weaver of little people inside the womb. And that's where we're headed during Bible time today. Mother's Day season like this is an especially appropriate time to look at what the Bible says in Psalm 139 about God making little people and God knowing all about us. Now, this is not exactly the Bible, but this is about the Bible. Lord, you have examined me. You know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them. You know where I go and where I lie down. You know well everything I do. Lord, even before I say a word, you already know what I'm going to say. You are all around me, in front and in back. You have put your hand on me. Your knowledge is amazing to me. It is more than I can understand. You made my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. What you have done is wonderful. I know this very well. You saw my bones being formed when I was made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. You saw my body as it was formed. All the days planned for me were written in your book before I was one day old. God, examine me and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any bad thing in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
From Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Thank you.
together in my mother's womb.
That is so true, and thank you for singing about that, Rebecca and friends. You wonderfully knitted together little people. God does wonderful things, doesn't he? And it all starts with that mysterious knitting, weaving, forming, making of little people, babies, in the womb of mothers. And Mom, we do love you. Thank you so much for being such an important part in people production. The knitting of little people. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. And now it is time for our wonderful We Kids March. I need some wonderfully knitted together little people here to be March leaders. Hannah, was it Luke who led last time? Hannah, you get to be March leader this time. And over here with this family, with two brothers and six sisters, a lot of mama potential here. Danielle, I'm picking you as March leader ahead of Matthew, Michael, Keisha, Sarah, Diamonique, Kirsten, and Kenyatta. Danielle, can you do this? You're picked by Mr. Nick. And over here, Sarah of Trey, Sarah, Jacob, Joshua, Ryan, Jonathan, and Darren. I still like this family picture with the snow coming down all around you. Sarah, you are the March leader over here. And Nicole, I'm talking about the Nicole who sent me this delightful picture of a rainbow with flowers and a little pink person here, I think. Nicole, thank you for that. And would you like to be March leader? You're picked by Mr. Nick. Trevor, I want you to participate in this. You're going to be following Sister Nicole. And I think I have time for just a couple of more to squeeze in here. Heidi, you're ahead of Henry, Rosanna, Willis, Sarah, and Amy. Nice family picture you sent, too. Heidi, you're March leader here. Peter, I'm making you March leader in your happy family here. Everybody behind Peter. And Mama, I'm going to ask for help on this. Only you or Pop can pick a March leader there. If I've not picked a March leader, will you please do that? Thank you. Rules to our wonderful We Kids March. Oh, we know these. Yeah, especially about watching out for the T-bone players. Then let's go for it. And they're launched. Our wonderful We Kids March. Sarah, Deborah, Hannah, Naomi, Esther, Elizabeth, Mom, Pop. Never too old to march in this thing. Here comes the M kids, Mackenzie and Mason. Nice marching form. Watch out for the T-bone players, Jenna and Joseph, you J kids. Here comes Rebecca and Shannon. Nice marching. Abigail, Joel, Grace, James, Purity, Solomon, and Isaac. Gently now, not quite so high on the knees. Audrey, nice marching. Destiny and Marcus, nice marching. Here comes Berlin. Heidi, are you leading or following here? Sarah, behind Heidi, please. Rosanna, behind Heidi. Peter, nice march leading. Angelique, Gabrielle, and Marty, excellent marching in this family. Keep those feet in time with music now. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left. And put those knees up high because the music is up high. Marty, Mally, and Henry, nice marching. Here comes Hallie and Christopher. Lisa, nice marching. And Alexander goes by. Fourth time, fifth time around. Oh, boy. Grayson, nice marching. Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Jordan. Hi, Christopher. Bailey and Park, excellent marching kids. As are Jenny, David, Rebecca, and Michael. Kelly, good marching, dear. Here comes Viola and Joshua. Katie and Ross, good marching in our wonderful We Kids March. All right, let's make it a strong finish all the way to the end now. Hannah, Zachary, Cameron, Gage, keep marching. Keep those knees up high. And here comes a grandma around for the third time. That's all right, grandma. Just don't bump into grandpa. Gage, good marching. Dawn, excellent marching. Here comes Jenna. Matthew, Danielle, Michael, Keisha, Sarah, Dominique, Kirsten, Kenyatta. Excellent marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. And you may be seated. Now from marching to tiptoeing.
Early Sunday morning, Dad came into our room and said, "Shh, let's not wake Mommy. We're gonna make Mommy breakfast in bed." Mother's Day, Mother's Day, our own Mommy's special day is here. We went down to the kitchen, opened up the cupboard door. Let's see, what would she like? Granola?
No.
Hot oatmeal?
No.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
With syrup?
Yeah.
And bacon?
Mommy won't eat bacon.
She will on Mother's Day. Go get the cookbook. Mother's Day, we'll need some aprons. Our own Mommy's special day. Let's see, pancakes, Page 215 in the joy of cooking. Eggs, flour, wheat, germ, lots of other stuff. Kids, see if you can find the baking powder.
How about baking soda?
Close enough. Mother's Day.
I'll make the OJ.
Mother's Day.
I'll fold the napkins.
Our own Mommy's special day is here. Okay. Everything ready? Showtime!
Up the stairway, open up your eyes, Mom. Through the doorway, here's your big surprise. Wake up, Mom, your breakfast tray is here.
Oh my goodness, is this for me? What are all these lovely things you brought me? Did you really make it all yourselves? Buckwheat, chocolate chip, apple raisin pancakes. I can't wait to taste them.
Mother's Day.
Do you like it, Mom?
Mother's Day.
It's indescribable.
Our own Mommy's special day is Mother's Day.
Have another one.
Mother's Day.
They're very filling.
Our own Mommy's special day is here.
This is for you, Mother dear.
What a shame it's only once a year.
Hey, let's make it three times, huh?
Just 1 month till Father's Day is here.
Ah, yes, and then we'll be honoring papas. Moms and dads are very much a part of God's plan for families. And the family is the perfect place to train little people, to teach little people about knowing and loving God. Hey, it's nice to have you along. If you've just tuned in, welcome to Wee Kids. All right, Beth, ready to sing? A little closer to the microphone, please. All right, sweetie.
When you find my little fingerprints all over your bedroom walls, and when you want to yell a bit, 'cause they're even in the halls. And things, but I'm glad.
You little sweetheart, thank you so much for the musical reminder on We Kids. Yes, 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 we're remembering you. And we have time for just one more piece of music to close We Kids. And here's Jody Mama.
Some believe they need to do great things for the King of Kings to show the world how good and great he is. They build cathedrals and
keep up those hugs, kiddo, and the kid-sized smiles. Keep on praying to our Heavenly Father in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is so important, to know Him and to love Him and to serve Him and to rejoice in Him. Hey, that's what We Kids is all about. And I hope that you've been pointed that direction during the past few minutes. You wonderfully knit together, kiddo. Remember today's Bible time about God knowing us, God making us in the womb? Psalm 139, the last part of verse 13 and the first part of verse 14. The Bible says, "You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Thank you, God. Good verses to remember, good verses to share with your mama. Psalm 139. Verses 13 and 14. And that is just about it for We Kids here. I am Mr. Nick, a son of the King, most importantly, and delighted to be a part of God's family. What is this? This is a lawnmower coming through here. And it couldn't be my ride, could it? Oh, no. Before I catch up with this and hop on, remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Talk to you next time, youngster. Hey, let me on this thing.
I'll take a right.
But back and forth and back and forth. Oh, no. So long, kiddo.